It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracles. Matthew chapter 8 verses 23 to 27, Mark chapter 4 verses 35 to 41, and Luke chapter 8 verses 22 to 25. One evening, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross over the other side of this lake." Jesus Christ came into their boat. He went back up the boat to sleep. I think there was a maybe small room for resting. He took the pillow and went to sleep. And the Word of God says there were other little boats were following Jesus Christ. All of a sudden, the storm came like a hurricane, and the winds and the waves start beating on this boat, and this boat start filling with the water. The disciples were so afraid, and they start saying, "Master, Master, you don't care about us. We are perishing. Save us." And the Word of God says, Jesus rebuked the wind and the sea and said, "Peace be still." And immediately everything was calm. And then he said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Where is your faith?" But not a single disciple replied to Jesus Christ, because they were so afraid. And they start saying to themselves, "What kind of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him." See the situation? Jesus Christ was in one boat and some disciples were with him, and there were other boats were following. Now, we do not know who those people were, but we can read in the book of Matthew chapter 10, Jesus had 12 disciples were called apostles. Luke chapter 10, we read there were 70 more disciples. So we can see maybe 70 disciples also were traveling in those little boats. Or some of the audience may be traveling in those boats. Whatever the situation is, everyone had a problem. If Jesus was not in their boat at that particular time, everyone would have been perished. But Jesus cares. When we have a problem, our eyes get blinded because we do not see God. We do not see God's presence. But Jesus Christ was present there. He is a creator. He has power and authority over all His creation. But people forget. Jesus Christ calmed the situation. And not only their boat, but all other boat were safe. At that time, disciples didn't have deep faith in Jesus Christ. But as they stayed with him 3.5 years, they saw signs and wonders and miracles. And same people, when they received the Holy Spirit, their faith was so strong and they were so courageous, they were not afraid of anything or anyone. Our God is able to handle any situation you have. You have to turn it over to Jesus Christ. If Jesus helped those people, he can help you. But you have to trust in God. He is able to do miracles for you. There is nothing impossible with God. You might be in the similar situation many a time. And some of the believers who believes in Jesus Christ, when they have this kind of situation, they get panic. Instead of calling on Jesus Christ, we call lawyers, doctors, friends, or run around panic. If you are born again child of God, Jesus is the answer for our problems. But when problem comes, we forget about God, we forget the miracles, we forget the promises, and we get panic. Jesus Christ is asking, where is your faith? The Word of God says faith comes by hearing, hearing the Word of God. Romans chapter 10 verse 17. Book of Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2, he says, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. So once you have Jesus Christ, he is the author of faith, and we will be trusting in him, and God will give us grace to overcome the problems. Without Jesus, it is impossible to overcome our problems. Jesus is the answer. Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. He is a healer. He is a miracle worker. If you have any problem, Jesus is here to help you. If you never tried Jesus, this is your chance. I'll give you a chance. Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me for your glory. I believe that you came from heaven, you died for me, you rose again, you are a living God. Come into my heart, be my Savior, be my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer, that means you are a child of God. Your sins are forgiven and forgotten. Your name is written in heaven and you belong to God. If you ask anything according to his will, now he will answer your prayers. I'm going to share my faith with yours. I have seen signs and wonders and miracles in my life. And he has called me with a definite calling. That's why I'm doing this radio program. So please, agree with me as I pray for you. And you will see the miracle hand of God in your life. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. I believe in my heart. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are going to touch your people, heal your people, deliver your people from all kinds of trials, troubles, sickness, disease, and pain. Let each and everyone believe Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and believe that you are a miracle worker. And I believe that you have started a good work and you are going to complete it. In Jesus' name I pray and I call it done. Jesus Christ never lost the case. If you really believed that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, and if you really believe that He has already touched you, you are already healed. To make sure, you go to doctor for a checkup, and once you are healed, go to church, read the Bible, pray every day, and tell somebody that Jesus Christ is your Lord and is your Savior. You will never be the same. God is going to use you for His glory. And you're going to do the same thing what Jesus Christ did. God has started a good work in you, and He's going to complete it. Jesus saved not only His disciples, but other boats and other people also. When you get saved, you will be able to save other people for the glory of God. Book of Acts, chapter 16 and verse 31 says, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved and your household." God wants to save you and your household. So just hold on to Jesus Christ. And if you believe Jesus Christ, don't turn your back on Jesus. Jesus Christ said to these disciples, "Where is your faith?" As I said, Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. Book of Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2, it says, "Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith." Romans chapter 10 verse 17, it says, "Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God." So increase your faith reading the word of God and studying the word of God. Increase your faith listening to Jesus and looking unto Jesus, and your faith will increase day by day. You will never fail because Jesus never fails. He has called us with a definite high calling and no turning back.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.